We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hurricane Ian bearing down on the free state of Florida, reaching 155 mile an hour winds, nearly a Cat 5. Look at the eye of the storm right now. They have a track making landfall and coming straight up in a straight line. And the path often changes. But right now it is set to go straight through Columbia, South Carolina, after it makes landfall. Let's hope it blows itself out a bit before it does that. Those of us, again, who remember Hurricane Hugo, I'm probably dating myself, but being inland didn't do much to protect you from that. I was in Charlotte at the time, and it was a mess. So we're keeping our eye on that here, what it means for you, what it means for the state, what it means for Florida. Keep it tuned right here to 106.3 WORD. Going to be interesting to see how this is. By the way, we don't. This would not be happening. It's your fault. By the way. Wait, what? Yeah, the hurricane. It's your fault. See, because if you had voted for Democrats, this wouldn't be happening. The hurricane? Uh-huh. Folks, this is a good... Our country is being run by a kooky climate cult. And they're willing to destroy everything. All of it. For their kooky climate beliefs. Amy Klobuchar... thought to be a serious Democrat presidential candidate last time. Should be back this time, see if she can get any traction. Issued an implied threat. Vote for us or the hurricanes will continue. Folks, there were hurricanes before there were Democrats or Republicans. There were hurricanes before there were Democrats, Republicans, and combustion engines. There were hurricanes back when dinner was cooked on an open fire on the plains. And there will be hurricanes in the future when we're flying around in our cars. This will never end. It will never change. There's not a darn thing you can do about it. Voting for Democrats will only make you broke and poor. It won't do anything to stop the hurricanes. But that didn't stop insane Amy Klobuchar. This sounds like a threat. Vote for us or the hurricanes will continue. Sadly, there's a plurality of people in this nation that actually believe this crap.
We just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we've got to win this as that hurricane bears down on Florida. We got to win in the midterms. We understand that.
Uh-huh. One of my favorite things in the stack, and I keep a printout of it because I expect it to be erased from the internet at any time, is this Associated Press article, which forecasts that by the late date of 1989, Florida would be underwater. Most of it. Associated Press. 1989 was going to be the date. 1989, yes, because of climate change. If we didn't act right away, we only had 10 years to act. What was the date of that? 79. Last few months of 79. How'd that work out? Not so good. Yeah, ever since then, they've been telling us, including AOC, who nobody had even heard about since back then since she was a kid, everybody has been saying, we got 10 years, man. We got 10 years. Yeah, I know. We've had 10 years since 1980. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a new lie all the time because they figure you won't go back in the newspaper archives like I do. But they tell the lie. And every generation of liberals tries to make bank off of it, sometimes with hilarious results. Did you hear this? It's a new campaign worldwide. It's being run out of Australia by kids. And they're demanding that You not being be able to fly anywhere because it's bad for the planet, unless you're John Kerry or Joe Biden, then it's fine. That you not be able to fly anywhere without getting specific permission from the government. In other words, you turn your flight plan into the government along with justification for you to be able to fly because we're destroying the planet. Okay. So this is an Australia radio station, and Izzy Cook, who's a high schooler, is the head of this, and she's calling for school boycotts, kids to stay out of school until they get this dictatorial plans. You cannot go anywhere until the government approves your travel plans. Kind of like Nazi Germany. I don't know if you actually have to have papers or what, but they love that kind of thing. So they'll use the climate as an excuse. Okay, so Heather DePlessy Allen is the radio host, and Izzy Cook joins her to talk about how, you know, you need to have this boycott, got to have government approval. You know, we got to save the world, right? Here's how this ended. It took this radio host 1 minute and 39 seconds to take her apart. And her mom is outraged. She says Izzy is a victim of tough questions. What liberals never expect. You cannot ask a member of the climate cult a tough question or they will decombust right in front of you. As Izzy did. Take a listen.
For example,
so we would have to apply to have like approved events to be able to fly for.
Well, that's one thing that you could look at doing.
Am I allowed to go to Fiji? Is that necessary?
In the current climate crisis, I don't think that that's necessary.
When was the last time you were on a plane?
I'm not sure. Maybe a few months ago, to be honest.
Where'd you go?
Fiji.
Izzy! Don't you care about the climate, Izzy?
Of course I care about the climate.
Not enough. You went to Fiji. Izzy, come on, mate. Are you serious? Are you serious, Izzy?
No, it's pretty
are you still there?
It is pretty ironic, but oh, yeah. To be honest, it's not really a trip that I wanted to go on, but I can't really get out of it.
Why'd you go?
My parents wanted to go.
Izzy!
I didn't want to go.
How are you embarrassed that your parents did that to the planet and then forced you to do it as well?
Of course I'm not embarrassed.
Did you have a terrible time?
Not really. I didn't have
I'm sorry. Mate, listen, you're such a champion. I think you've got a brilliant future ahead of you. And I, are you doing another strike soon?
Yeah, well, we'll look to.
Good. We'll talk to you again and we'll get you back on the show.
Izzy's mom was mad because you never question the climate cult. You never do. You just have to accept whatever you're told and do whatever you do. And it always results in extreme government dictatorships. So if you submit to extreme government dictatorship and pay enough taxes to the government, by God, we won't have to have hurricanes anymore. Nobody's really clear on how that'll work, though. And the same people who can't get the weather report right for the end of the week are going to stop climate change. They're going to do it. They really are. Have you ever noticed they don't say exactly how? Yeah. That's for them to know. And you to never find out. Yeah. As you end up living in a cave and cooking over an open fire. Oh, wait, no, that's not allowed. By the way, they may not soon be doing that in Germany and France. Did you read this? The cost of firewood is up 20%, right? And there's these chips, these wood chips, right? Because now they're back to burning that because of their climate policies. Do you know who the biggest wood chip seller is in Europe? Do you know? Oh, my God, the punchline. It's Russia. So in order to virtue signal, they got rid of cleaner forms of energy like some nuclear and a lot of natural gas and, of course, coal. What pollutes the most? Burning wood chips. What are they burning wood chips? So they're literally running around. Did you see this in August? The number one most searched term in Europe, in Germany, was the German word for firewood. They are literally scouring the woods for because they don't know how they're going to stay warm this winter. They don't know. And now it turns out that the punchline is that they are dependent on Russia for even the wood chips. I hope they scoured the woods well, right? Because you're gonna find, like, you know, wood debris. Maybe they could burn that. Maybe they burn that. I don't know. Texter writes, permission to go to Fiji is what the Chinese have to ask for. Well, apparently not Izzy. No, Izzy's mommy takes her. Must be nice to be Izzy. I'd love to go to Fiji. Ever been to Fiji? Is it nice? Is it worth the flight? It'd be a long flight. I don't care about the plane. It's not, the plane would be fine. Is it worth it, Fiji? I don't know. I always wonder. I have so many places I want to go. I'll probably never get to any of them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it looks like the FBI can't do it alone, understandably. At so many terrorists, so many threats to democracy, I mean, all of us need to be watched. So the FBI's not doing... Folks, it is amazing. They have weaponized every single federal agency. Federal Protectorate, Federal Office. I mean, the list grows every day. I can't even keep up. The Census Bureau, they stole 5 seats for the Democrats. That was really an incredible story. I didn't do enough of that. Do you realize what happened at the Census Bureau? I mean, it is un-freaking-leavable. They went out there and they did the census. And the census is, of course, dictated by the Constitution. What you're supposed to do is go count, right? And so that they can allocate congressional seats by population. So the census just went out and about 1,400 of the workers flat out committed fraud. All of which went in the Democrats' favor. It was really weird. That resulted in 2 congressional seats stolen from Florida, basically 5 seats stolen from red areas and transferred to blue areas that lost population, right? So they stole 5 seats. Now, here's the amazing part. They admit they knew they did this. They admit that they knew that their census takers committed fraud. In fact, they fired 300 of the 1,400. The rest got bonuses and get to keep their job. They're still there so they can commit fraud in the next census. Very important work. And through that, they stole 5 congressional seats, which are now in areas they should not be. And they have to do this because everybody's running from blue areas. They're settling in red areas because you got to be able to afford to live. I mean, it's getting harder and harder with Biden inflation, right? So, here's the crazy part. The census folks admit this, admit they knew it at the time, that they took punitive action against 300 of the 1,400 and fired them because of it. But so they totally sent workers out to recount, right? To redo the fraudulent part? No. Why? They just didn't. No, they figured they'd just keep the fraud and use it to submit it anyway for the redrawing of districts, which were redrawn. And then they wait. They wait. They wait till the primaries are over earlier this year, okay? So the canvassing and the fraud took place in 2020. And they've known it since then, and they freely admit this at the Census Bureau. They're not hiding it. That's the amazing part. They wait till after the primaries in the fraudulently drawn districts are done across the country. It's too late to undo them. And then they announce, oh, by the way, yeah, we committed fraud on a major scale. We fired some people, but not all of them. Sorry to say that Democrats are going to win 5 congressional seats right off the bat before anybody goes to the polls. They just flat out freaking stole them. What the hell with the Census Bureau? I mean, all of these agencies are weaponized. It might begin to be easier to just list the agencies that we don't definitively know are weaponized against us. One of those that you can take off that list is the U.S. Postal Service, because apparently the FBI cannot spy on our every message and post alone, even with the help of Facebook and Twitter. And so the postal inspectors are now monitoring conservatives. Well, like dangerous ones who threaten violence? No, there aren't any of those. Like just conservatives. Yeah, just conservatives. What did you have to do to get their attention? Oh, be interested in the gun issue, receive gun mailings, post online on social media in a positive way about guns. Oh, or question Joe Biden's election. There we go again. That's the same thing that FBI illegally monitors without a warrant for. By the way, it's crime that they're committing to monitor these people, just so we're clear. Not that anybody cares. I mean, they're Democrats. They commit crime all the time. The spying by the Postal Service went on from September 2020 to April 2021. So if you posted online about guns, you put a picture of yourself with a gun, even if you were just, you know, shooting deer or something, didn't matter. The Postal Service spied on you. And we know that because we've gotten the records in a FOIA request. It just ran today in the Washington Times. Now, what we don't know, because a lot of it was blacked out, is how they did it. What we do know is that the Postal Service has programs to spy on you when you are on social media. Which social media? I can't tell you. So, I don't know. Do they have the deal the FBI does with Facebook where if you're conservative or right-wing? They did not, by the way, spy on any left-wingers because they're cool. They can do whatever they want. They want to go shoot abortion protesters. That's cool. They want to run over Republicans with their car and call them extremists using the exact words Joe Biden in his speech. That's cool, too, because, you know, we're here. But if you are a conservative and you post online Facebook, we'll turn over your post or your private messages to the FBI. The FBI will farm them out to the local offices. You will be investigated, even if you threaten no violence or just concerned about the direction of the country. That's enough. And then they will surveil you. You'll be put under surveillance. You might be asking, how is this legal? Let me give you the answer. It's not. Now, you need a warrant for that. But they're the FBI and the Postal Service, so they do whatever they want. So they are doing that. So I'd like to know what federal agencies, like say, are not spying on me. That might be easier to go ahead and do it that way. Are not undermining the country. Are not stealing through crime seats for the Democrats. Like, who is not breaking the law on the Democrats' behalf? It's like I guess what I'm asking. And at some point, the Republicans gonna wake up out of their zombie trance-like state and do something about this, or they're cool with it. I guess you're cool with it. So I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, did you where'd this go? Oh yeah, see the article about the guy driving the electric truck? Well, he tried. Disastrous results. This was on YouTube. Yeah, I know, it's hilarious. We're gonna get into all that coming up on the show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, remember that money they printed and they sent out all the checks during COVID? It turns out it wasn't free. Yeah, not at all. Some of you are going to have to lose your job. A lot of you are going to have to lose your jobs to pay for all that printing. The printing Biden did, too.
New analysis showing the Fed's war on inflation could cost the economy at least 1 million jobs. There it is on your screen. But Brian, isn't that what the Fed wants? Don't they want lower employment in order to lower inflation? That's why they're doing this?
Here's what's going on. The Fed messed this up royally, and now they've got to move fast. And when you move fast, you break things. That's why you don't let inflation get out of control, because if you do, then you start talking about these big rate hikes. They know they've got to raise rates. They don't know how much damage it's going to cause. They're having to admit now that it's going to cause damage, but they don't know. They don't know the future. Yes, this could be a million jobs. This could be multiple times that, depending on how the markets react and businesses react to it.
I think you highlighted the key thing. Nobody really
knows
what's going to happen.
They put out these projections and say unemployment's going to go to 4.4%. How do they know that?
Oh, they don't know. No. The goal is just to wreck the economy. But why? Jerome Powell, who you have to watch to understand what's going on here, he's the head of our Federal Reserve. Waited in the middle of a hurricane to drop this bomb. We've been all over it, though. I haven't missed a thing about it. Jerome Powell has been telling us for the last year or so that, Yeah, because this inflation that we got, because we printed all the money to make DOA, may have to get rid of cash, may have to go to central bank digital currency. Sorry about that. Yeah, maybe the only way to preserve the dollar's place in the world. By destroying it? Uh-huh. Why do they want to go to central bank digital currency so bad? What is it? It's a digital dollar? What do you care? Well, you know how if you want to pay for something anonymously, you would pay in what, cash? Yeah, well, this is a new kind of cash, like any other kind of cash you've ever seen before. Now, they could make it anonymous if they wanted to, because it's digital. But Jerome Powell waited till a hurricane was bearing down to announce, oh, if we have it. And by the way, last week, the Biden administration announced they are crafting a system that it'll run on. I covered that in the Battleground podcast. You miss a lot if you don't listen to Battleground podcast. Yeah, we're not going to go with the anonymous option for the central bank digital currency that's going to have to be created because the dollar's destroyed by all our printing. We're not going anonymous with it. Well, what does that mean? Oh, we're going to know every single transaction. All of them. So what this is the opposite of the anonymity of cash. It is a digital dollar that tracks every single thing you purchase. No more secrets from Uncle Sam. No more. Every single transaction tracked. All of them. All of them. So we wait till a hurricane is bearing down to announce that, which I would too. I mean, it's not going to go over well when people figure out what this is. And almost simultaneously, the European Central Bank, which is also crafting its own digital currency, announced the same thing, that their CBDC will not be anonymous. So going forward, I mean, folks, I can't tell you what this is going to be like. The books you read, everything you buy, every calorie you consume, every place you eat, every gift you get for a loved one, no more secrets from Uncle Sam. And we're going to have to do it, says Jerome Powell. I mean, there's no other way to preserve the dollar's place in the world, but the, you know, I mean, it's being destroyed by the spending, so we're just going to have to do it to save you. Sorry. This is the real purpose of everything going on right now, the destruction. And the destruction is intense. Have you seen this? NerdWallet did a study using Bureau of Labor data, and it is a jaw-dropper. And it begins to give you a peek into the economic catastrophe that they are going to announce after the midterm is over. They're going to tell you the truth about how bad the mess they've created is. NerdWallet, right? The average American, they say, according to Labor Bureau and Statistics Data, Bureau of Labor and Statistics Data, average American family is going to need an annual wage increase of, you ready for this? No, it's not the family, it's the average American, sorry. Average American will need an annual wage increase of $11,500 just to keep up with Bidenflation. Well, but Powell's going to end it, right? It's going to be great. Not if they keep printing, he won't. But they're not going to keep, they're debating printing another $1.5 trillion this week? Didn't they agree to print another $1 trillion like just a few weeks ago? Yeah, it's speeding up now. It's speeding up. Folks, we used to just print half the federal budget, about $2 trillion a year. Now we are debating new printing of another trillion. What are we at? Like monthly at this point? It's passing like what, quarterly? Look, Jamie Dimon, Democrat, bundler for Hillary, he's a big Democrat, head of J.P. Morgan Chase last week said, look, if you print $6 trillion, you're going to get inflation. But they're hoping you don't figure that out. So that gives you some idea. Folks, they're not going to stop printing. This inflation is not going anywhere until they stop printing. And they have it. Look, they're up there. They're debating the continuing resolution because they spent all the money and it's gone now. So they want another $1.5 trillion, right? So the Republicans want to extract, at least in the House, some promise from Joe Biden to close the border in order to get it or whatever. So they're going back for it. But the bottom line is there isn't a single Republican up there, not Ted Cruz, not Rand Paul, not a single one of them saying, hey, you know what? We can't print another $1.5 trillion right now. Like, we can't do that as a country. And eat and keep the lights on. It's not even happening. It's not even happening. And we're seeing these record-breaking figures that are just astonishing, and they roll in every day. By the way, did you see what Morgan Stanley said? And, you know, I welcome them to the Terror Show. If they'd only listened to it, they would have known this months ago. Morgan Stanley's chief U.S. equity strategist, Michael Wilson, says, that we are facing something worse than a normal recession. Well, duh, I told you that months ago. Anybody who looks at these stats knows that. Because we are seeing economic records we did not see even during the Great Recession, which tells you where we are headed. Like this one. I mean, in their records. Headline. U.S. home prices fall for the first time since 2012. Largest ever deceleration. Largest ever deceleration recorded. Wait a minute. Worse than the Great Recession? Uh-huh. Wow, that ended badly for people. That's a big deal. Maybe Morgan Stanley's right. You got Goldman Sachs firing bankers at all levels as if they didn't see this coming. And they're punishing people. No, they were just pretending to try to get Joe elected. And then this one, it's just a poll. 71% of workers are poor under Biden's inflation. 71% of workers say they're poor under inflation. That's up from 58% in February. I mean, things are just, the wheels are coming off. And I got stat after stat after stat here showing this. Largest ever deceleration. I mean, shocking numbers. I mean, we just had in the second quarter, largest ever destruction of American household wealth. A shocking $6.4 trillion. We've never seen that before in a single quarter. Not even during the Great Recession. So something's up. It's afoot. It's weird. Oh, here's another one. This is solve the jobs problem we used to have. By the way, so we're talking about destruction of at least a million jobs to pay for all the printing Congress did. Just as, headline, survey, nearly 7 in 10 Americans are searching for extra work due to surging inflation. What are they doing right now? Oh, at least a million jobs destroyed on purpose by the Fed to battle inflation. It could go up to 4 times that, just as people are looking for more jobs. Because, I mean, look, if you need an $11,500 raise every year to keep up with Biden inflation, maybe you're going to need a new job. Maybe they'll allow child labor. I mean, we're going to have to think outside the box here, people. Yeah, so Powell waits, head of the Federal Reserve, waits till a hurricane to announce. Oh, by the way, yeah, if we go to central bank digital currency, which they've already built the system, it'll run off. And they announced that 2 weeks ago. This is the big news. Wait till a hurricane to announce. Oh, yeah, it's not going to be anonymous. It's going to be verified. Texter writes, this is the big story. Tara, I could be wrong, but I feel like a good analogy for central bank digital currency that I've not heard anywhere is WIC, EBT, food stamps, etc. Cash is an example of anonymous spending is great, but I'm not sure if it drives the message home as well for the less enlightened. Yes, okay, let me explain. This would allow them to, yes, watch every single thing you do, every transaction. So they'll spy on you. They'll know everything you do, but it's programmable. It's pre-programmable. So they could say, like, well, we're not going to allow you to buy any more than X amount of ammo in a month. They could say, we're not going to let you buy but so many ounces of meat a month. It's bad for the planet. We're going to limit you to X amount of dollars, digital dollars worth of gasoline. After that, you're going to have to walk to work. I mean, the possibilities are literally endless. Oh, did you donate to that church that uses the original non-government-censored Bible? We're going to have to put a block on you using any kind of currency for a while. Good luck eating if you can't buy. And possibilities are literally endless. And in that way, he's right. It would work like WIC EBT food stamps. You can't just go buy anything you want with food stamps. I mean, it's pre-programmed. I mean, it's limited. You can't, there's only so many things you could buy with it. So it is a total command and surveillance system. And he waits till the hurricane is bearing down to say, well, we could make it anonymous and not track your purchases. But what would the flood of that be? Look, Powell has already told us they're going to do this. Okay. Right now, he's saying, well, we don't know. We're studying it. Yes, that's true. But he said several months ago, when we did about, I did a Battleground podcast on this, well, you know, we're gonna, it's going to be necessary to go to central bank digital currency to preserve the dollar's place in the world. This is so damaged by all the spending that Congress did. None of these things are confusing. None of these things are an accident. All these things are deliberate. They are happening deliberately. This is what the economic destruction is going to lead to. And by the way, Europe is on the same track. It was not just Powell alone saying that. He said it in a joint appearance at a Bank of France event with the EU. They are getting ready to roll out European Central Bank currency. And they've been very honest about the with the European people. But look, like, we need the ability to pre-program this. We're going to have to tell you what you can spend your money on. Once they do that, it's over. I mean, they own you. You are totally under their control. Here's Neil Kashkari. I can't play this enough times. He is the head of the Minneapolis Fed. He's a Trump appointee. Let's turn the audio back on real quick. Warning about this.
This is, I'm pretty skeptical. I keep asking anybody at the Fed or outside of the Fed to explain to me what problem this is solving. I can send anybody in this room $5 with Venmo right now. Right? No, seriously. So what is it that a CBDC could do that Venmo can't do? And all I get is a bunch of hand waving. I get a bunch, well, maybe it's better for financial inclusion. Maybe it's better for cross-border remittances. Maybe. Is there any evidence that it is? And, you know, they say, well, what about China? China's doing it. Well, I can see why China would do it. If they want to monitor every one of your transactions, you could do that with the central bank digital currency. You can't do that with Venmo. If you want to impose negative interest rates, you could do that with the central bank digital currency. You can't do that with Venmo.
What are negative interest rates? That's where they take the money right out of your bank account. By the way, that's not some nutter conspiracy theorist. That is the head of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.